some genetics news now. In the same week the DNA double helix turned 60, DNA discovered that long ago. What can DNA tell us about disorders of the mind? Not much, it seemed, until a study this week which seems to have found a possible common genetic root for autism, attention deficit disorder, bipolar disease, schizophrenia, and major depression. It's the biggest study yet into genetics and mental health, published in the journal Lancet, and it looks at the genomes of more than 60,000 patients. Dr. Jordan Smoller is associate vice chair in the Department of Psychiatry at Massachusetts General Hospital and one of the lead researchers. Welcome, doctor.
Thanks for having me.
So I perhaps made the mistake of wading into some of the details in this study yesterday. This really seems to be a genetic marker for something that involves the transport of calcium within the brain that suspiciously might have some sort of causal relationship to these mental illnesses. Do I have that right?
Well, that is one of the major findings. What we were able to do through a very unique international collaboration was to put together genetic data for these five very different disorders, as you mentioned, autism and bipolar disorder, depression, schizophrenia, and ADHD, and ask, are there any genetic or DNA variations that seem to confer risk, not to just one of them, but to all of them? And that's what we were able to find, several specific regions in the genome that seem to play a role in the risk of all these disorders. And that was surprising. Calcium channels turned out to be one of the findings that emerged as relevant to all these different disorders.
Any supposition, and again, it's way too early to speculate, but any supposition as to what the cause is that's going on here, if at all?
Not in great detail yet. I mean, this points us to some leads that really need to be followed up. But one thing we might think of is that there is some early kind of very basic alteration in some of the brain circuitry or these channels that gives us a susceptibility to a broad range of psychiatric difficulties. And then some combination of environmental or other genetic risk factors help determine whether one goes down one path or another.
And, of course, the brain's development in the early years is a huge construction operation. And if the genetic signals that cause that construction to be done in a particular way versus another way could lead to a whole range of mental difficulties if things aren't constructed properly.
That's right. So what we may be seeing is some very early effect that plays out in the wiring of some of these brain connections that, again, raises the susceptibility to a fairly broad range of difficulties. It's important to recognize that these variants still only account for a very small proportion of what we think is going on genetically. We think there are hundreds, maybe thousands of genes involved in each of these disorders. But this does sort of point to the notion that some of these conditions, which we think of clinically as very distinct, may have more in common than we thought.
So the real headline here is this commonality. It's not the fear that people might have that they suddenly are carrying around markers for mental disorders that are going to affect their ability to get insurance, those kinds of things.
That's right. And these are not predictive tests by any means. They, again, only account for a small fraction of risk. And one could have all of these genetic variants that we identify in the paper and still not develop a disorder. But they do point us to new biology that we hope one day will lead to opportunities for treatment, whether it's targeting calcium channels or other clues. And that is exciting.
We know why calcium is important in bones. Do we know why it's important in the brain?
Well, calcium is very important in many of the biological processes cells carry out. It's also important for when electrical signals go from one brain cell to another, calcium is part of the messenger that carries that signaling and then triggers other biological processes in the cell. So it's involved in a very broad range of functions.
Dr. Jordan Smoller, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Jordan Smoller is a professor of psychiatry at Massachusetts General Hospital, one of the lead researchers on a study published this week in the journal Lancet, looking at the genomes of more than 60,000 patients and finding a possible common genetic root for autism, attention deficit disorder, bipolar disease, schizophrenia, and major depression.
And WNYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.